What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Bridging the Geekdoms. I'm your host, Robert Slavinsky, and on this snowy day for me as I drive home from work, I wanted to talk to you all about some pretty cool stuff that fell today. So Zack Snyder, on the anniversary of the Release the Snyder Cut movement, big event that we held and everybody within the movement held last year, Snyder had re-released the teaser trailer, which was released to DC Fandom back in August. Now, for those of you unaware, a couple weeks ago, it was removed from YouTube and all the social sites within HBO Max, Zack Snyder, everything. It was taken down. I guess there were some issues with the rights to the music, thus the trailer was removed and taken down due to copyright issues. And now here we stand. On the 17th, Zack Snyder re-releases the trailer via Vero in black and white. And as of about an hour ago, it was about an hour ago, I think, HBO Max released the color version on their YouTube channel and their social medias. So let's talk about it. All right. So yes, the trailer, the teaser is essentially the same teaser that we got a couple months ago with a few added scenes. Now, Snyder was kind enough on Vero to sit down and break down the trailer nearly shot by shot, kind of giving us a little bit of an explanation of a bunch of things that transpired, or not transpired, but a little information on everything within the trailer. It was actually a phenomenal watch if you haven't gotten a chance to check it out. I'm sure it's going to be up on his Vero for a while. If not, head over to my boy Nicotina, his YouTube channel. He had a watch party with Nerdy in Many Ways, and Matt from Lightcast popped up. You had ACS show up. There was a whole bunch of people that popped up in that show, so go check it out. If you didn't catch the discussion about the trailer that Zack Snyder did, while I'm driving, obviously I can't post pictures and what have you, but it was really cool to see Zack. And I love when Zack discusses his content because he's passionate. He loves it. You can tell how much thought he puts into everything that he creates. And that is what's so exciting about when he does these little events and sit downs with people. That's why I loved his Man of Steel, his BVS, watch parties, because he does dive into a lot of stuff that sometimes you may have missed, or you didn't realize, or you didn't know. That's pretty awesome. So in the trailer, you know, he does talk, or during it, you know, he talks a lot about his mindset behind everything, on how there were things that he put not only in the trailer but in this movie, in Zack Snyder's Justice League, that sets up future events. And that one of the opening shots in the trailer is that of the Nightmare timeline, where we see the Hall of Justice, you know, just destroyed and rubble. You see Wonder Woman's shield. You see the Trident of Arthur. You see a Joker card fly through the air. Now, while he didn't tell much about that entire sequence, because he said it sets up a lot of future events, and he thinks that there's enough there for us to pick through and see what, you know, what he's trying to convey to us. He did mention that the Joker card that flies through the air is the same Joker card that was on Batman's gun in the Nightmare timeline scene, Nightmare scene in Batman vs. Superman. So is he trying to insinuate that Batman's dead? Obviously, with the shield broken, Wonder Woman's dead, the Trident there, Arthur's dead. Is that what he's trying to convey? I don't know. But he wouldn't go much more into it as he wants us to see the movie and see what transpires there. I'm just going to kind of pick out things. I'm not going to go beat by beat. I don't have the trailer playing in front of me, but I'm going to go, you know, just hit points that I was like, holy crap, that's really cool. Another thing, Aquaman and the Atlanteans. You know, one of the things that we were all curious about prior to Batman vs. Superman coming out is how was he going to have Aquaman Arthur speak to the Atlanteans. How are we going to hear the Atlanteans underwater? Now, Zach, once again, just explains, like, look, your vocal cords aren't going to work the same way underwater that they do in life. I mean, you're not going to be able to talk like normal. So he stated that there was a different language that the Atlanteans utilize underwater, which is why you get that air bubble scene with Mira and Arthur, because that's where they can talk English. They can speak English because there's air there. It's not underwater. But from things that we've seen, we know that we're going to have some underwater scenes with the Atlanteans. We know Volko is going to be part of that. So we're going to see this other language or hear this other language that the Atlanteans speak. And, you know, he mentioned, you know, this is nothing against what James Wan did in the Aquaman movie, because it worked. They had to do something. You didn't want the entire film to be, you know, he doesn't say this, but I mean, I'm saying this, you don't want the entire film to be in subtitles. So it makes sense. But, you know, he's saying, look, it's nothing against that. But he's putting, you know, basically like, hey, here's the, that's what he wanted to do. So I think it's really, really interesting. I can't wait to see how that plays out and how that works in the movie. Some of the additional scenes we got the scene. So the one scene that has been widely debated since 2016, when we first saw this shot, was where Bruce is standing in front of a hologram, and yeah, there's a red cape and you see some red or blue pants, and you know, for so long, for some odd reason, for the last, I don't know, 4 years, for some reason, people were trying to say that that's Supergirl. And I've said, I just got some quick information. It looks like Zach has a second stream plan. I don't know any of the details. I just kind of got a quick message. I'm driving, so I can't look at it. But look, I completely understand if you happen to pass by and see my stream here. I'm telling you right now, if Zach has another stream going, go check that. I'm going to have to wait until I get home to see it. But don't worry about me. I'm just talking. I'm just a fanboy freaking out, geeking out about what Zach showed us. If he's going to show us more, if he's going to do more, go check that out. But with that, some of the cool scenes that popped up, things like, I'm getting told no idea when the second stream is. So hopefully it waits until I get home so I can watch it live. Anyway, so some of the cool scenes. We see a new scene of Cyborg watching over people playing football out in the street in front of his apartment. Just showing the direness and the sadness and the time that, you know, he's remembering when he played football. And you can tell that the anguish on him, which is, you know, just heartbreaking. We have a scene with Hippolyta, which finally we get to see Hippolyta doing some action scenes, man. We got like none of that in the Justice League in the 2017 cut. There is nothing that we really got to see in regards to Hippolyta doing any real action. And we get a really cool shot of her dodging a shot from a parademon as she starts to swing her sword around. And she's holding the mother box. She's holding it. It looks like it's cracking and opening. Phenomenal. Look, how anybody could have sat there and seen a scene like that and said, you know what? We need Joss Whedon to reshoot this and rewrite this whole scene here. Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. So we got that scene. We got, speaking of which, I kind of lost my train of thought. The Bruce standing in front of the hologram. Turns out it is Superman, which I don't know why people thought it was Supergirl for 4 years. It very plainly, you could tell it was red cape, blue pants. Why would Bruce be looking at a hologram of Supergirl? Beyond me. But people want to make up rumors and theories all the time. I get it. I love making theories up myself. But this was very plainly Superman, and we see it, and he's in a very Superman pose with his arm up, flying up towards the sky in a hologram. We see Diana, Cyborg, Arthur all standing there watching it while they are in the hangar bay by Wayne Manor. Definitely a really cool scene. He does go into explaining how there is a hangar bay And there is also a bat cave, that they are not one and the same. Again, some people Hangar Bay and the bat cave, I think he doesn't realize how the 2017 cut kind of insinuates that there is a Hangar Bay in the bat cave. Yeah, I don't really think he realized that. Because it does. It kind of insinuates that that's what there is in the bat cave. So he explains that there isn't. There's two separate things. What else do we get? We get a few really cool shots. He goes, we got a really, really cool shot of Darkseid, or Uxis. I'm sorry, it's Uxis at the time, where he's kind of, his arms are stretched out. He has the hammer thingy or mace, whatever it is, in his hand, and he's kind of arms out. You could find 4K screen caps of that. Check it out. It is dope as shit. I'm going to tell you that right now. Check it out. It's a fantastic image. It's one that I'm probably going to make as my screensaver because it is so, so freaking cool. He goes through it, and I encourage you just to jump over to his Vero. Check out this video. Again, if you haven't found it, my boy Nicotina over on YouTube, on his channel, definitely put up a video of the watch party. You can watch it there. It's going to be on Vero for a while. And as I just said a few minutes ago, it appears that Snyder has another stream planned. Time and date and all that jazz, undetermined, unknown right now. But as soon as I know it, I'll tweet it out. As soon as everybody else sees it, I'm sure Zach will post something about it. So definitely be on the lookout for that. You know, some of the things that we didn't get here, which I think a lot of people were hoping for today on this anniversary, was some new information. And while we didn't get any necessarily new information in regards to the Snyder Cut on when it's releasing or the official title, as of yet, I mean, this day is still, still young. I mean, it's only 3 p.m. Eastern time. So the day's still young. We could get something. But, he does mention, he's like, look, there is no official release date. They have, HBO Max does have some dates in mind, but it's something that'll probably be announced soon enough, which is exciting for sure. And then the title, he mentioned nothing, and he kind of skipped over it even in the trailer, the title card, which currently, it's JL hashtag the Snyder Cut on the teaser. I kind of thought we would get something today with the title, but perhaps they may wait to a full length trailer, because this is just a teaser, folks. This isn't a full length trailer. While it is 2 minutes long, it is not a full length trailer. We will be getting a full length trailer, I am sure. Christmas, January, something like that is my guess, my estimate there. I think there's going to be some things planned for December in regards to the Snyderverse of sorts. So, yeah, keep that in mind. Keep that in mind for sure. It was just a really cool stream to watch. The reason why there was maybe the reason why there's another stream being planned. If you were watching the Vero stream, it happened to cut out right towards what we thought was the ending of the stream. He was kind of mid-sentence, and whether he purposely ended the stream like he did during the BVS watch party, or if Vero really kind of did just crash at that time, the stream ended. So possibly that's why we're getting a second stream that he's planning, or who knows? I don't know. Let me know, guys. Let me know what you think. With that, if you didn't see our article over at spoilerverse.com, I did. We have a rumorverse category now, which is pretty awesome. Over at the spoilerverse, if I hear anything, if I hear things that are a possibility of coming up, whether it's within the Snyderverse or the Marvel Universe or the DC Universe, I'm going to put it in that rumorverse, because anything that we say is strictly rumor until it's proven official from you know, the studios or from execs or something like that, representatives, I should say. You know, we don't want to, I will not post anything on the Spoilerverse or in the Rumorverse that I have not confirmed with, you know, people or heard from reliable sources. The Rumorverse will be simply rumors that I'm hearing, rumblings that I'm hearing, because nothing is official until, like I said, the studios, the production companies, the reps, whomever announces and releases statements. But definitely check out that category over at spoilerverse.com. You're going to start seeing some things pop up there. I got a couple articles within it now, so definitely check that out. Speaking of which, one of the articles is about Ben Affleck returning as Batman. It's going to happen. It is happening. I've heard from very reliable people. And here's the thing. You're hearing it now. You've heard it from a couple other sites, The Cultured Nerd, Geekosity, The Small Screen. These sites, you know, I mean, we're all saying the same thing. And whether their sources are the same or not, normally when there's chatter like this going on, there's some truth to it. So I hope you all, you know, get excited. You are allowed to get excited, and everything will be announced in due time. But you have to remember, Warner is trying to clean up the mess that was made over the last decade with unfulfilled promises and unwarranted behavior by their execs and behind the scenes. They're trying to clean up this mess, and while they're cleaning up the mess, they don't want to lose the trust of the fans. You know, they're trying to rebuild and get fans to regain trust within them. And announcing things a little too quickly could hurt them. Because if something falls through, if it doesn't happen to play out exactly like fans expect, then, you know, that's where you lose trust. And we saw that in 2016. Warner Brothers and DC's like, look at all these movies coming out. There's going to be so many. Weird voice. But they didn't. They ended up not fulfilling that, and people got upset. You know, we still don't have the Flash movie. We still don't have a Cyborg movie. The Batman movie, which was supposed to be connected, is no longer coming. It's completely different in its own universe by Matt Reeves now. So they failed on fulfilling their promises, and they don't want to do that again. So until they have everything ironclad, you know, ready to go, ready to, like, they have a production date in mind, everything like that, things aren't going to happen. Now, that's the Batflix stuff. What about Zack Snyder? What are we going to get more? Now, he was over on Ping Pong Flicks last night, and, you know, he's basically, like, playing very coy when it comes to the future of the Snyderverse. There's, you know, he keeps talking about it, and the thing that I loved the most in his interview yesterday that he had was, hey, here's the deal, you know, the movie that's going to be releasing, Zack Snyder's Justice League, the movie that's going to be releasing, that's exactly as we planned to release it in 2017. The future, everything that was planned after it, you know, they're not changing the ending. They're not making it where, you know, it's closing that you're tying up loose ends. The way that it was meant to be with the future in mind is how it's going to be when it comes out in 2021. And I think that was a little wink. Some people would say it's not. To me, I think that was a little wink to the fans. Like, look, I can't tell you that more is coming. I can't tell you that. However, I want to let you know, Zack Snyder's Justice League, when it comes out, it's coming out exactly as I wanted it to, with what was to come in the future in mind. And I think that's a brilliant way to just wink to the fans, like, hey, more's coming. That's the plan. The plan is for more to come. I can't tell you, but it's coming. So I really enjoy that. Zach is such a great guy. I hope you all watch his Vero, where he breaks down the trailer. Definitely jump over to some of he's been doing a shit ton of interviews. And the great thing about it is he's doing interviews on YouTubers, podcasters, shows. And it's because we're the ones, and unfortunately, I mean, I'm a nobody. He's not going to come sit and talk with me at all. It'd be great if he did. Definitely boost my subscription rate, I'm sure. But he's doing this because We are the ones, the podcasters, the YouTubers, the fans, we are the ones that are making that made this happen. If it wasn't for us, he would not be able to get to finish this movie. And that's why he's doing it. He could go to Variety. He could go to Collider. He could go to Hollywood Reporter and do these interviews. But he's not. Because he cares so much about the fans. That right there just speaks volumes of his character. And I hope everybody takes notice of that. You know, all the Snyder naysayers out there, all the people who say, oh, his movies suck or this and that. Look, say what you want. You know, you're going to like or hate his movies. That's everybody. That's how we all are. I probably should have my lights on today. But he is a great guy. And to attack his character, attack the kind of person he is, which I have seen, absolutely unwarranted. And I think a lot of people need to take a step back and reevaluate themselves, because Zach has done some amazing things these past, especially these past few weeks, in regards to giving back to the fans. And I'm sure that's not going to stop. I'm sure this is something that's going to continue moving forward. And I love it. And I'm sure he loves it too. I'm sure he enjoys it. So I think that's all I'm going to talk about. I mean, this is a 21 minute stream here on my way home. I love talking to you guys. I love talking about this stuff. I am going to plan, hopefully within the next week or two, maybe a Thanksgiving special. I got to get Colton back on the show. It's been too long. I'm going to try to get a couple other guests on the show. I'm going to try and make some appearances on some other shows over the next few weeks, because, you know, I want to get out there. I want us to really talk about everything that's going on in the DC universe, the Snyderverse, and everything like that, because I really, really do think that we're going to get some big information over the next month or so. You know, I mean, that rumored $30 to $70 million didn't go to all those, you know, reshoots. That's only going to be 4 or 5 minutes of additional footage in Justice League. That $30 to $70 million went to something a lot more, something a lot bigger. So, you know, definitely keep an eye out for what news could be dropping over the next month. And, you know, look, stay passionate. Keep your excitement up. I know you guys don't watch my show all that much. The few of you that do, please, if you would just, you know, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, maybe that notification bell so you get notified when I do a live stream or a new video is out. You know, just help me out, guys. You know, get me out there. You know, I started this journey of podcasting about 4 years ago. And over the last 3 or 4 months, I've jumped into the video aspect of things, and I want to keep pushing. I want to keep doing the video. I really enjoy it. But, you know, I need to see some feedback. I need to see some growth here to keep doing it because, you know, I mean, I don't want to just talk to a wall. So definitely, guys, help me out a bit. Get me out there. Share up my streams if you like what I hear. Definitely check out spoilerverse.com. That's where I do a lot. I'm the only senior editor over there right now, but I'm the senior editor over at spoilerverse.com. I do a lot of articles over there for them. I am pretty much the head of the rumorverse section of it, as well as some other things. So check out spoilerverse.com. And yeah, guys, thanks for watching, and I will talk to all of you later.